Yo, it's King Kelso, one of the triplets of the 2 and 5 podcast. Man, I just wanted to run something by you real quick. And I want to know your take on it. So, if you got a couple minutes, take a listen. And give me your thoughts. And let me know. Peace. All right, top 3 sports shows, sports talk shows. My number 1 is Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless. Those guys are hilarious. Number 2 would be Stephen A. Smith and Gang, First Take. They're pretty freaking funny. Top 3, Golic and Wingo. Pretty funny group. Not top 3, The Will Cain Show. Now, it's tough for me to tell you why I have them in that order. Okay, first, Shannon Sharpe, Skip Bayless. In my opinion, 2 of the most honest, genuine people in the business. Shannon Sharpe is hilarious. His country ass is it's refreshing, actually. You know, he's not as polished, you know, or as articulate as you would think a sportscaster supposed to be, but to me it's just fine. You know, it's genuine. It's just how he talks. You know, he doesn't sound unintelligent. So I'm just like a big old country boy basically, and it's pretty cool. Skip Bayless, same way. He just talks regular. That's just who he is. You know, some people, I feel like some of them have like a TV voice or radio voice. You know, it's really like just 2 friends shooting the breeze. It's pretty cool. I enjoy it. Stephen A. Smith in this group. Those guys are pretty cool. Stephen A. Smith steals the show. But I think over the last couple of years or so, he's been able to tone it down a lot and just really be himself and be a good partner instead of really trying to take over. His personality is big, you know. That's why he kind of steals the show. But he's gotten better. I just like it. And then number 3, Golic and Wingo. I like the fact that Golic and his son are participating in the show together. I thought the episodes where the family were involved this past holidays, Christmas and New Year's, I think, it was pretty good. And then the not top 3. It's Will Cain. Oh my God. Man, sometimes that dude sounds like a racist, but 90% of the time he sounds like a hater. You know? It's just really, I don't know. Man, I guess you need that because a lot of miserable people in the world, but he's just really freaking annoying. You know what I mean? He's just really annoying. But that's my top 3. Am I not? Let me know what yours are and not. And if you don't like mine, fight me, bro. I'll be right here waiting on you, punk.